This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And you would wonder, what would be the final command of Allah Rabbul Izzah to humankind? Understand, your prophet was the last of the prophets. After him would be no more. So this message that would be revealed to the prophet, as in the last and the finale of the Quran, would be a message, till Qiyamah come, the final utterance of Allah Rabbul Izzah through the Quran. What would it be? And it was revealed 9 days before the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you listen to it. قَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And be mindful of the day where you will return to your Lord. What a message. And be aware of the day where you will return to your Lord. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And be aware of the day where you will return to your Lord, and you will be recompensed for whatever your hands have earned. If it is good, it will be good, and if it is evil, it will be evil, and no man will be wronged. It is a message that the pious understood. Fudayl ibn Iyad saw a man, so he asked him, he goes, how old are you? So the man said, I am 60 years old. So Fudayl said, so for 60 years you have been journeying to meet your Lord, waiting to reach your destination, to the day of the meeting of your Lord. And realization gripped the elderly man. You know, when you look back, 60 years have passed and a little bit remains. What haven't I committed of wrong? Zainul Abidin, in his poem, he says, Safri ba'idun wa zadi lan yuballighani wa quwwati da'ufat wal maut yatlubuni wa li baqaya dhunubin lastu a'lamuha. Allah ya'lamuha fi sirri wal alani. What a long journey to my Lord. And my destiny, my journey is long and my preparation so little. And weakness has gripped me and death is chasing me and the sins have piled up. So with this sentiment, the man said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What a calamity. 60 years has gone. So Fudayl said, do you know what it means? This inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that I belong to Allah and to him I will return. The man said, yes, it means I belong to Allah and to him I will return. So Fudayl said, whoever realizes that he belongs to Allah and is in the ownership of Allah, in the property of Allah, and as such, he will return to the owner. He must also realize that there is accountability, and the owner will ask, what did you do? So he said, what have you prepared? What have you prepared for the return to your Lord? So the man started to cry, and he said, wallah, it is difficult. It is difficult. Here's another one. The man came to Ahmad ibn Hanbal with this poem. He says, إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَسْتَحْيَيْتَ تَعْصِينِي وَتُخْفِي الذَّنْبَ عَنْ خَلْقِي وَبِالْعِصْيَانِ تَأْتِينِي فَكَيْفَ أُجِيبُ يَا وَيْحِي وَمَنْ ذَا سَوْفَ يَحْمِينِي. If my Lord were to ask me, إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَسْتَحْيَيْتَ تَعْصِينِي. Weren't you shy when you used to do sins against me? Didn't you used to feel embarrassed? وَتُخْفِي الذَّنْبَ عَنْ خَلْقِي وَبِالْعِصْيَانِ تَأْتِينِي. You hid your sins from the people and with sins you came to face me. You were shy of every other eye but my eye. So now, this man realizes, what have I prepared for the meeting of my Lord? So he said, Fudayl, it is difficult. So Fudayl said, no, it is easy. Live the rest of your life in the obedience of Allah. He will forgive you your past and change your deeds, your wrong into hasanat. May Allah Rabbul Izzah in this blessed month turn our deeds in the wrongs into hasanat and bless our hasanat multiple times. And give us the preparation, although the sins are many, that when we face him on that day, we don't disgrace ourselves nor our Prophet. فَقُلْتُ مَا قُلْتِ إِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَإِن تَكُ سَيِّئَةً فَمِن نَفْسِي وَالشَّيْطَانِ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْهِ
يُنَادِي فُؤَادِ